morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Bill Hooten.
Well, Denise and Bill, the Master Gardeners, have a presence going on this weekend at the Home and Garden Show downtown.
Yes, we're very excited. This is going to be the first fall Home and Garden Show in El Paso, so we're really excited to be a part of it. The Master Gardeners have their educational booth, certainly available to answer any questions. So bring in a plant sample, bring in photos of your plants on your phone, anything. Stop by, ask questions. They'll also be giving some talks on the main stage as well, talking about irrigation efficiency, how to plant a tree, different topics surrounding Earthkind. And we haven't forgotten about the little ones. There's also going to be a small kids' corner activities for the entire family. The small children can go ahead and plant some vegetables or flower seeds into little cups and take that away. And there's other arts projects that the Master Gardeners do with our Junior Master Gardener program.
And there are a lot of kids who get so geeked out about, you know, planting things. I've got these little neighbors across the street from me, and they love my chocolate flower. One of them thinks that even though it smells like chocolate, it just doesn't taste good.
Oh, really?
And I said, that's probably a very good thought. You don't want to be putting that in your mouth.
Well, I love to expose these kids to seeds and growing things. Their minds just kind of get in gear from that point forward. My grandson ate an apple a couple of days ago, and he says, well, I'm going to take the seeds with me and plant them so that you don't have to buy apples anymore, Mom. But that's, I think, what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Ingrain that in kids early. It's great.
And it translates over to gardeners. I mean, I don't know. I love being outside as much time as I can get out to my yard and play in the garden. But it's just fun to get dirty and get wet and you know, see things, touch things, smell things. I mean, it's just wonderful.
And it really is.
I hope we're just trying to grow new gardeners.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly what we're trying to do. In the kids' corner, it's not a daycare at the home show.
Don't dump your kids off and then go off and see the other exhibits.
But it's a great exposure. We do a lot of good programs there.
And what are the hours of the home show for today?
Sure. They're open from 11 to 7 o'clock. And then tomorrow's the final day. It's Sunday. I believe those hours are from 12 to 5. And that's downtown at the El Paso Convention Center.
And you brought up Earthkind, and that is a topic that we touched upon a few weeks ago. And if people wanted to listen to that show, they can find the archive at ktep.org on the Good to Grow page. But maybe just give us a quick recap, if you can.
Definitely. Earthkind, it's our environmental stewardship program through the Horticulture Department through Texas A&M. It's just Texas A&M's coin on Xeriscape. Earthkind, everything that we do is indirectly looks at the environment as, you know, stewards of the land. We just don't call it that very often, but Earthkind mulching, composting, planting trees, irrigating efficiently, right plants in the right place. That's all that Earthkind is.
And well, since the fall season here is one that sort of sees an increase in fall gardening, that's also an increase in Master Gardener activities. And so the home show isn't the only event that you guys are going to be involved in this month.
Yeah, the Paso Master Gardeners are going to be at the Downtown Artist and Farmers Market event on the 26th, which is the last Saturday of the month. And we'll be participating with the Food Day event out there as well. The Master Gardeners will have an educational booth as well, and they'll be answering all your questions. Of course, with Food Day, we're going to be talking more about vegetables, if you will, because people are really interested in growing their own vegetables, keeping it local.
And that's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday the 26th. And then, Bill, I know that the open house of the Rose Garden there at Memorial Park is going to be that same weekend.
Yes, the committee that deals with the Municipal Rose Garden through the Master Gardeners, we're having an open house on Saturday the 26th from 1 to 3 o'clock, open to the public. The Rose Garden is absolutely beautiful this time of the year. We've stopped deadheading as of about 2 weeks ago, from the 26th. So I think we're going to stop deadheading on the 11th. So there'll be just blooms and blooms galore, and we'll be there to answer any questions you have specifically about roses. And there'll probably be five or six Master Gardeners that might be able to answer other questions for you also.
And definitely that Rose Garden is a very popular destination. I always see a lot of weddings and celebrations.
Especially this time of the year.
Yeah, because it is a very beautiful time of the year. We've escaped the summer heat, and the plants just look absolutely wonderful. This is also a nice chance for you to walk around the garden and look to see at which roses kind of catch your eye, because they will be in full bloom. And also looking at the different types, when we talk about the floribundas and all of that, I think it's a really nice opportunity to talk to master gardeners to see exactly what this specimen plant looks like in the ground, so that when they start shopping for springtime roses, they'll exactly know what to look for.
Right. And really, this is the big box stores and the nurseries do carry a fair amount of roses even this time of the year. But it's a great opportunity to look and compare. You know, some roses are red with white. Some are white with red. Like you say, the floribunda, the hybrid teas. We can show you very specific examples of all of that. And it really is, it's a great time to expose the Rose Garden to people. But for people that are serious about buying, it's a great opportunity to look and compare.
And a lot of the specimens that you have in the Rose Garden are similar or exact to the ones that the Master Gardeners will offer during their rose sale in early 2014?
Yeah, we do have a lot that overlap. We do have roses that are labeled as Earthkind roses out there as well. So definitely a lot of the popular roses, some of the ones that get designated each year, because the El Paso Municipal Rose Garden is a recognized rose garden area. We do receive each year the plants that were awarded the ARS certification through the American Rose Society.
Oh, nice.
So we do get some of those plants each year that we add to our beds out there. So they're definitely showcased in our garden.
So take your phones and take some pictures and keep track of that, because you'll want to remember those when it comes time to buying your roses in February, because that's our ideal time to plant roses in the region. And so October the 26th sounds like it's going to be a full day of activities. You've got the downtown artisan farmers market that the Master Gardener is going to be in from 9 to 1, and then from 1 to 3 right afterwards. Head or not to the Memorial Park Municipal Rose Garden. So it sounds like a full day of some great activities that weekend.
We just need to capitalize on the good weather.
Well, and hopefully we will have good weather at that point. That it's about the end of the Arvinos Farmers Market, which we also do on Saturdays.
Yeah. Roses, obviously, are one of the plants that we're seeing in landscapes that are doing spectacularly well right about now. But we might be seeing sort of a fading out in some of our other plants, like maybe our trees might be starting to look like they're starting to want to go dormant, and our lawns are as well. But again, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, it's prime gardening activity, and October is a terrific month to be taking advantage of some of that.
Yeah, and it's not just planting the large trees and shrubs that we obviously promote on that. It's also a really good time to put in your cool season annuals. A lot of ornamentals like pansies, for one. Snapdragons is also another great showy cool winter annual that's going to bring a lot of color into your garden. The hot colors like the corals and the yellows, and those look great. You can see those from afar. But if you're looking for a smaller cottage-like garden or something up close, I think the blues and the purples look a lot better. Those cooler colors look nice up close.
There are other options. One of my favorites, I mention it every year, is stock, because it's a taller plant. It's 16, 18 inches tall, and not many of the other ones that you mentioned, the snapdragons are. But it's a nice option also. They love this time of the year.
Those will really make great cut flowers.
Yes, they do.
And, you know, you're speaking of pansies, and I think it's going to be the point where you can't go anywhere without seeing pansies available for sale. They are everywhere.
They are. So, and I happen, along the line of pansies, I like Viola. Viola is a very similar plant. But the flower is just a little bit smaller, a little bit more petite. But it's a nice option also.
And it's short-term bloom, right? Because these are annual plants. These aren't plants that are going to be coming back every year.
Right. Although they will bloom, depending on how harsh a winter we have, they'll bloom until March or April.
Wow.
it's really a long season for them. I like them because you get a lot of bang for your buck, because you usually buy those in the six-pack cells. And if you fill up a window box or a small container by your door, I mean, you've just really colored up an area, and really it really kind of changes the whole landscape, if you will.
Right, right. It's a nice option. I'd like to emphasize this is October is a great time of year to plant bushes and shrubs and trees, and it's just an ideal time. The nurseries all have a very good selection this time of the year, so if you see a hole in your garden, go out and check it out. And I'd just like to emphasize, we do have an approved recommended list that the Master Gardeners can send you if you call our hotline, 566-1276. But it's a good starting point when you're choosing all the different choices that you have for your garden.
Yeah, it's a very comprehensive list. It's really broken down into the water use of the plants, low, medium, and high water use plants. And then in addition to that, it's also broken by trees, shrubs, another category for vines, flowers, and accents.
Right.
And in addition to all those different categories, it also includes the scientific name and then the common names usually in this area. So then that way, that's going to be your comprehensive reference list, so that you can kind of cross-check that when you go into your nursery and ask for a certain plant.
I think that maybe there needs to be maybe an updated list for the border, because you hear people calling different types of plants in Spanish. Like, for example, oleanders in Spanish are called laureles. Right. And if anybody were to hear that, they would think it's a laurel plant, but it's not. It's an oleander. Right. So it would be kind of neat to sort of find sort of the Spanish common name just for this region, because they are so different.
That would be great. Yeah, because, I mean, our list is actually for the El Paso region, but there is no Spanish name. So that's really, really nice, because I can decipher what's going on, but maybe not everybody else can. So, yeah, that's really a great thought. that's really nice. I like that.
And a lot of people, when we get calls at the garden center on our hotline, people know these names by their Spanish. And again, we just have to try to decipher what plant it is that people are talking about, because they've come in from someplace else, and that's the way they know it.
Right.
I don't know where that name.
I have no idea.
Because I can't think of the scientific name for oleander. But
well, I think people kind of.
Nerium, isn't it a nerium family?
Or? Yes, it is a nerium family. But if you look at the oleander leaves, it's kind of a thick.
Yes.
Hard leaf, if you will,
kind of
like a bay leaf would be.
Yes.
So I think that's where that all kind of comes in. Bay leaf, laurel. That's where I think it comes from.
That makes sense. You can see it making one of those little laurel crowns that the ancient Greeks used to wear out of those leaves.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, going back quickly, we're running out of time, but going back to the importance of why this is the best time to plant. I have a next door neighbor who. She saw how successful my trees were doing in the back, so she went and got herself some ash trees and I don't know what else. But she planted them in late April, and they just did not survive the summer heat, because it got really hot as soon as she planted those. And those trees never made it. Mm-hmm. And so I've been trying to tell her that the fall is the best time to plant if you're going to – because she doesn't want to invest in them, because she's had failures with the trees before. And, of course, trees, as we've seen, can be a really major investment.
Absolutely.
So don't give up. If you've planted trees and they've not done well because perhaps maybe you've planted them in the wrong time of the year, try it again this time around, October, November, and you might be able to see some success this time around.
Right. Yeah, it really is the best time of the year to plant.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we want to thank you so much for listening in. And if you have any questions about fall gardening in El Paso, call the Master Gardener Hotline at 566-1276. That's 566-1276. Thanks again so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And Bill Hooten.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.